guys. Welcome to Never Offside. So today we shifted. We were going to do kind of a fan question. I polled everyone on Instagram for fan questions, and we were going to do kind of a fun, different type of episode where we just answered fan questions. But then what happened, Julie?
Winnipeg went wild. That's what happened. Kept us up all far too late and won maybe the most exciting hockey game of the playoffs so far. And yep. We shifted. And so we decided to get some people on the pod that were there and just talk about their experience and how, you know, amazing hockey is in Winnipeg right now and the experiences. And here we are. And our hockey or our fan questions can wait. And Jeff dodges another bullet of being on Never Offside.
Oh, yeah. We were going to pull Jeff on, too. That's another thing. But, yeah, so I got on the phone last night with some people that I met from personally going to the Whiteout last year when Ty was traded there. Worked out well. And so, yeah, we're going to have Jesse Pollock on today from Bar Down. And Megan Rogers, she is the girlfriend of Gabe Velarde, and she's really fun. So excited to talk to them. Real quick, I have a crazy Winnipeg story. Now that theming this as Winnipeg.
Tell me your wild Winnipeg stories.
It's an only in hockey type of story. So last year, Ty was traded there. I kind of was back and forth until playoffs when I got to experience Whiteout. And I went to, there's this really cool hotel there called the Fort Garry. So I went to the spa there one time. Someone told me to check it out. And I saw Marshawn Lynch there. Ty was with me. And I was like, Ty, that's, you know, Marshawn Lynch. Like, this is crazy. Like, what world are we in the spa? Yeah, beast mode. So I, you know, being my little confident sports self, I went up to him and I was like, so random. We have 1,000 friends in common. We're from LA. We're randomly in Winnipeg right now for who knows how long, you know? We should hang.
Shut up.
And, you know, then Ty, mortified, comes over and introduces himself. And they have friends in common. And Marshawn is part owner of the Kraken. So there were a lot of connections there. There was a lot to talk about.
What was he doing in Winnipeg?
He was shooting a movie. And So there's a lot of – it used to be like Vancouver, Calgary. And now Winnipeg's a big hub for LA movies. So he was shooting, I think, a football movie, and that was interesting, too, because, you know, LA people in common, whatever. We, you know, hung a little bit at the spa, and then I was like, you got to come to a game with me. You've got to experience this Whiteout. And he was like, sure.
All right.
So he came, and he was so sweet and loved him. We chatted the whole time about what was going on and just – where we were and not knowing really where we were because it was new to both of us. And Ty scored a goal. I have a video of it and he's like, that one was for me. Anyway, love him. He's a Bay Area guy. Now, you know, Ty's reached out to him ever since Ty signed for the Sharks and said, now we're both Bay Area. And
now we need to get Marshawn on the pod.
I know that would be fun, but I just pretty much told the whole story. So, yeah, it was fun. But that is something that it's just like only in hockey. And it's just like what worlds are all under the same. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a funny. Never thought that would happen. So,
and to go to a playoff game in a Canadian city, like, first, you know, it was your first playoff experience in a Canadian city since being in Montreal, but Montreal's was a little bit skewed because we had no people in the stands. So that must have just been electric for everybody involved.
Yeah. I had to fact check myself. Ty did play in the Calgary playoffs, but yes.
Oh, gosh. I forget all the teams you play in the in-betweens.
I know. Yeah,
it's
but
exhausting.
I know. Really. When you think about the Whiteout and you think about the fandom in Winnipeg, you think about Jesse Pollock from Bar Down, probably the most outspoken fan there. So he's here with us today. Jesse, have you gotten any sleep?
Not much. I've had a pretty crazy 12 hours. The game was insane. I couldn't fall asleep last night. Then I had a plane back to Toronto, and then I had to just take an Uber to a work shoot that we had, and now I'm about to Uber back to the airport. I'm actually going to Austria tonight for a work trip. So it's been a busy day, but I live for this stuff. It's a great time of year, and last night was absolutely insane.
Thank you for slotting us in on this crazy day. Wait, so where are we right now?
We're at York University in Toronto. So yeah, and I'll be heading back to Pearson Airport pretty shortly, and then I'm gonna have to fire up some Wi-Fi to watch the Leafs game tonight, of course. And yeah, it's the best time of year.
Okay, so obviously after the Winnipeg game, we shifted our focus and we're like, who could we talk to who could give us like the most raw emotions for what happened and really give us just, what it meant to you? So, can we just start there, I guess?
100%. The Jets very generously gifted me some tickets, which was just very nice of them. So I got to bring my little brother, which was like really cool. And there was just like a bit of a weird feeling in the building. You could kind of feel there was some tension. There are a lot of nerves. This is the biggest game in Jets 2.0 history. We've gone further in the playoffs before, but just given the circumstances, like this is a President's Trophy winning team. Connor Hellebuck had been a little shaky for many reasons. It was just a very, very big game. And we let up a goal early, and then all of a sudden it's 3-1. Then we're like, oh my goodness. And then with less than 2 minutes left, we pull the goalie, we score with 1:55 left. We're like, okay, there's some life. And then we thought we scored another one, but it was on the goal line. And we're like, oh my goodness, I can't believe this is going to be the way that our season ends. And then just last gasp, Nikolaj Ehlers, who had the puck bouncing on his stick the whole game, he was bouncing on his stick the whole game. He just fires one over to Connor. Connor, like, one time passes it to Perfetti, like a tic-tac-toe play. He scores, and it was absolutely nuts at Canada Life Center. Like, everyone's jumping up and down, towels waving. People are literally just grabbing each other to hug each other. It was like goosebumps everywhere. Like, people were like, what the hell just happened? We just saved our season. And then we go to overtime. We were the better team through both overtime periods. And then Adam Lowry, who had received a bunch of criticism during the series for not necessarily playing his best hockey, steps up, scores the winner, and just the roof just blew off the place. It was the best night of my life, like honestly.
Was that the loudest you've ever heard the whiteout?
Absolutely. And like also after Perfetti scored before overtime at intermission in the concourse, it was surreal. Like no one, like everyone's just yelling, go Jets, go. People are jumping up and down. Everyone's sweating, like disbelief, like complete disbelief. And then we managed to win the game. Like, come on, like regardless of how far the Jets go, that was the most incredible moment ever, ever.
We're watching. I'm watching on the couch with Jeff, and we have no skin in the game. Like we're just watching it and kind of, about to change the channel. And then the 1.6 seconds, and that we were like ourselves going insane. My older son is watching it upstairs, going crazy. Just, I can't even imagine what it was like being there. And like, let's go back. Are you like a lifelong Winnipeg Jets fan? So like, is how does that come into play?
So I was born and raised in Winnipeg. Yeah, I mean, this is another thing too, why it was so special. And I spoke about this with some friends after the game. I grew up in Winnipeg without a team, right? I was born in 1993. Jets left in 96, and then we didn't get a team till 2011. So during that space, I would always have to watch all these other teams game seven overtime. I'm like, this is amazing. And I'd always think, imagine if this was our team. And then to be in the building for a game seven, double overtime at home, and to see us win like that, absolute dream come true. It was like, and to be there with my little brother, who I watch and talk hockey with more than anyone. It was literally like it was a very emotionally charged experience, like as weird as that sounds. But like, yeah, I breathe Winnipeg. I love it. I don't live there right now. I live in Toronto, but it's just such a big part of who I am. And I love representing Winnipeg in Toronto and at TSN, which is obviously, we're based in Toronto. I mean, we cover all teams, but it's just, Winnipeg's kind of referred to sometimes like smaller city, and I'm just very proud to give them some love.
It was nice to hear what Lowry said after the game. That was a really great post-game interview, just about the bad rap that, and some people don't want to go there. So I can only imagine what you tell people when they say that to you. You probably have.
Yeah. I mean, like it's such an interesting thing with the Jets because people, often don't want to necessarily go there in free agency or whenever. But a lot of players that the Jets actually draft end up sticking with the team because they're just with the organization for so long, and it just goes to show that like the players, people can say what they want about the city or whatever. Even though I think Winnipeg's a great city for the record, but like. People really, the players really love it there.
So after, I'm sure that you interact a lot with fans. You probably know a lot of like the regulars, whatever. I want to see right after that win, were you just like going up to people and like people were probably coming up to you? Like how is it after?
Oh, it was completely nuts. Like everyone in the concourse was just hugging and like jumping up and down, and it was disbelief. And then we have True North Square, which is right outside of our arena, and just so many people I knew around my age. It's like 12, like 11:30, 12 at night. There was like a DJ playing, and everyone's just like dancing and having a good time. And it just kind of encapsulated Winnipeg so well. It's such a chill place, great vibes, good people. Just like the city just deserved that win so much. Like I can't. It's hard to explain. You live in a city like Toronto where you can kind of do the world's kind of your oyster in Toronto. Like you can do anything you want here. In Winnipeg, it's like we breathe the Jets. They are everything to us. And I like my heart's still racing thinking about it. It was just the most unbelievable night ever.
Love that you have to go on a long flight after all that like
Yeah.
energy. That's really
I
cool.
know. I have to just sit down for 8 hours.
When you're back, do you have plans to get to any of the games in round two?
Got to talk to my boss about that. I would like to be at some games, but I'm gonna have to talk with my boss about that. I was actually going to the games at the arena for away games. So like we even had fans showing up to watch parties like at Canada Life Place, and I'm sure it's gonna get even more packed for this round too. But Dallas is going to be a really, it's going to be a great series.
We were wondering, back to after the game, like how late people stayed, because you told me you weren't going to sleep. So I just kind of wanted to know like what that meant.
So I didn't sleep because I had a flight to catch at 6:30 in the morning, and I just knew like I wasn't sleeping that night. Like it was just too, the adrenaline was pumping too much. I had to look up everything. I wanted to look up what the broadcast looked like and what other people's angles look like. Like I was just, oh my, it was just everyone kind of had their own experience that night. So I wanted to like see like the different perspectives. And I'm very glad and fortunate that we got to share our perspective like on Bart Allen's channels, and people kind of got to just. Like as soon as it happened, it's like you want to celebrate as much as you can, but I made sure to get on my phone and just like kind of show like not just me, but how was everyone else reacting? Like I kind of like walked around the people who were sitting around me, and just it was just such a special moment to share with the city.
Having not been there before, I didn't understand the whiteout until Ty got traded there last year. So I just can't even imagine.
We hope your boss lets you go to more round two games because watching your reactions and everybody around you is really, really exciting.
Yes, thanks. And thanks for having me. I appreciate you guys reaching out, and go Jets. It's exciting times right now. Guess I got a flight to catch now.
Yeah, we're pumped. We're pumped for you. Thank
Thanks,
you.
guys.
Oh man, the ultimate Winnipeg fan, Jesse from Bar Down. It was so fun to hear his experience. And up next, we're going to talk to Meg Rogers, girlfriend of Gabe Vilardi, just about their whole experience with the wives and the girlfriends in the stands. There are superstitions going on during that entire game. What they are seeing in the Winnipeg whiteout in the streets, and just how they're kind of making their way through, playoffs. That's up next.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League, and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear, with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics. And all the latest styles, for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
30 seconds to promote 100% Hockey with Millard and Shannon. What's the sell?
The sell is our guests. Bigger names, bigger stories than anywhere else.
Brad Treliving is standing by. Ron McLean, John Davidson, Pete DeBoer's coming up, Chris Pronger, Paul Maurice, Alex Petrangelo, Barry Trotz, Mark Messier, Kyle Dubas, George McPhee, Jeff Jackson, Ron Francis, Kyle Davidson, Gary Bettman is going to stop by in just a little bit. 100% Hockey with Millard and Shannon every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
On your preferred podcast platform.
All right, welcome back to Never Offside. We are joined by my fellow Trojan, California girl, living life in Winnipeg right now, dating Gabe Velarde. So welcome, Meg.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited
it's
to see
nice
you.
Nice to meet you. And I spy a little line change, I think, on right now.
Yes.
I love that.
Oh,
I
my God.
Singing about that.
We love that.
Okay, we just got to go right into it. Like, did you sleep? The game last night was insane.
Oh, I've never experienced anything like that before, ever. Like, it was insane is the only way to put it.
Take us through the emotions throughout the whole game.
Oh my gosh. Like, it was, we were pre-gaming before. We had, like, we're just kind of on edge. We took a limo there. Like, everyone was, like, pumped. And then you have the first period and they score within, I don't know, like, five. I don't know how many minutes. And we were like, okay. And then, like,
you, like, have
just
to
each
fight
period.
The demons off.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And then we were downstairs in the family lounge and we were, like, playing music. We were like, hey, we have to get hyped. Like, they have to get hyped, but we have to get hyped. And then, oh, my God, it was just crazy. That last goal to tie it was the most insane thing ever.
So what happened after? Immediately after, I'm sure you're all hugging, cheering, whatever. Then you go down to the family room. What was next?
So I don't know. I don't know if people are superstitious or whatnot, but we had – apparently we had some country music on downstairs. So we kept that country music on the entire game. So we just listened to that.
Good play.
I kept my same drink the entire time. I was like, this is coming with me. Everyone sat in the same seats. The people that stayed down the lounge stayed in the lounge the entire game.
Like, I love this.
Just superstitious stuff.
Yeah. Did you,
it was
do
crazy.
You guys, like, do the Winnipeg families, do you guys all sit together? Do you sit in a suite? Do you sit right in the stands? Like, how is this set up?
We sit in the stands and all together. So it's super
awesome.
Fun. It's crazy.
So every one of the girls got into the superstition mode?
Yeah, definitely.
I love it. And have you been doing that, like, all series?
Yes. So we have, like, three jackets to choose from. So, like, our first game, we won in our leather ones. And then we were kind of mixing it up throughout the games. And then last night's game, we were like, everyone wear your leather jacket. I've been wearing the same heels. My toes are, like, bleeding, but it's fine. So, yeah, same earrings. Like, some people are down to the T with, like, same stuff every time.
Whose idea was it to have three jackets?
I don't know. I don't know what happened. We, like, crafted one, but they're all so cute.
They are all so cute. I was wondering that because you are just such a little TikToker over there. And I'm going through and I'm like, she's wearing a different outfit every night. That would stress me out. Like, I had to, like, it was like a mind game during playoffs for me because I was like, if I wore something that I really liked and really cute, I'm like, they better freaking win because I want to rewear this over and over again.
I wore, like, different things, and they all won in the things that I wore. Did that make sense?
Yeah, so you can get away
okay.
with wearing something different is what you're saying.
Whereas, yes.
Like, if you were wearing the same outfit, you'd have to change it. I got you.
Yeah.
I speak superstition.
Yeah, we definitely speak over here. So just tell us, this whole season has been so exciting for you guys. So can you just tell us, like, the vibes all around in Winnipeg?
Honestly, so good. Like, the beginning of the season, I think, what did they win, like 16 straight games or something? It started off so hot. It was awesome. It's been, like, the best season.
Gosh, that was this year. I've already, like, compartmentalized. Like, that seems like it was, like, a totally different season, but you're right. It's
wild. Crazy.
the vibes of the city. Like, you know, I think that's like the one thing. You're like a California girl who's moved to Winnipeg, and I think you can see like what hockey in Canada means. And now with this first series, like, explain like what it means to that city, because you can tell just from watching afar, like, Winnipeg takes it to another level.
Honestly, it's insane. I've never seen anything like it. Like, the crowds outside are massive. And like yesterday was like 83 degrees. And I'm like, oh my gosh, everyone's gonna be sweating out there, but like no one cares. It's actually insane. Like LA, I mean, obviously people get into playoffs, but you would never see fans in the street like that. Or like going to the rink on the away games to watch it, like, just insane.
So how did the energy shift from regular season, having such a great season, into the playoffs? What did you see shift?
I don't know. I think just everyone just goes insane, like, for playoffs. They are ready for the team. Like, obviously, everyone loves regular season, but the minute playoffs started, it was just, like, the street parties, just everything, like, crazy.
So we love talking about the vibes of a fan base. What is your opinion of this fan base? Like, what's the most fun part of this fan base and their vibes?
Honestly, 10 out of 10. I love the whiteout. Like, I think it looks so cool. Like, I haven't seen it on TV, but like, just being in the arena, it's actually insane. And then you go watch like other teams and they don't have it. And like, I don't know, the whiteout looks so cool to me. Like, everyone on the same page, the white towels, like, it's awesome.
Any fun people watching outside before or after with fans?
Yes, there were like these guys apparently that had like wedding dresses on. I don't know if you guys saw it. I was like, that's honestly so funny.
Yeah.
Like, people with wigs. I'm like, I'm going to go buy a white bob wig just for fun now and wear it.
Oh, cute.
Ooh, that's fun.
I know, I was like, spice it up.
I saw the wedding dresses. They were so fun and they got so into it. And we love to see that.
I know. And like face paint. It's cool to see.
So what did you girls do together when the guys were on the road during this past series?
So we got to eat at this pizza place that was closed. They opened it up for us. We had like the big projector screen. And then we went to Joey's the other night and had like a section reserved. They gave us free shots. We had a shot ski. Yeah.
How were your stress levels the entire game, I guess?
Like, my heart was racing. I just had like my seltzer. I was like, okay, I just gotta drink this and just pray. Like, I was standing too. Like, I mind you, I'm wearing the tiniest little kitten pointed toe heels. Like, my feet are broken, but I can't sit down because I was standing up like the last 3 minutes of the game. So I was like, I have to stand both overtimes. And oh my god, just crazy. And then we had leather jackets on, and like, I was everyone was dripping sweat in them. You're like, you can't take it off.
Yeah.
And it's so hot. Like, everyone's standing. It was just insane.
Well, I'm sure the team appreciates your dedication to their to their push. So after the game, obviously, you went home with Gabe. Can you tell us his reaction to everything?
He was so tired. He was like, I cannot believe what happened. I think a lot of the guys. I know they were getting, like, IVs after the game. I was like, it's a lot of hockey to play.
Did you ask him just if that was, like, one of the best, like, games of his, you know, to be a part of his career, or like, what was he saying?
Yeah, he said he's never experienced anything like that. I think he said in juniors that he played that he went to double overtime in that before, but like, he's never experienced this before.
Are you going to travel for that series? Like, are you girls making plans to go down to Dallas to watch any of the games?
I honestly want to. I know from Winnipeg we don't have many direct flights, so I kind of got to figure it out. But I do want to go. I have friends that live there and stuff, and I think it'd be cool to experience, like, another arena, like, during it. So I'll try my best to get there.
I didn't grow up with hockey being from California. I don't think I ever asked you this when I was in Winnipeg with you. Did you grow up at all with hockey?
Like, my dad's from Detroit, so he did play hockey. So somewhat. Like, I'd go to LA Kings games, like, every once in a while. But, like, I never played or, like, was very interested in it.
So leading back to you guys meeting, did you meet in LA? What's the story there?
Yeah, we just met on Instagram in LA, and here we are in Winnipeg.
The amount of times we have asked somebody how they met on Instagram is the answer
insane.
On this podcast is just, you know, like, Ty and I met in person, but I credit DMing as, you know, our dating, I guess. That's so funny. So then you guys started dating and then he got traded from LA, you know, your home, to Winnipeg. How was that transition for you?
It was scary. You feel the same way. I didn't even own like a coat. Like I had like nothing. And I was like, I don't even think I've remotely been in the snow. And then to come to Winnipeg, which is like the most cold place, it was challenging, but I like it.
For round two, now what are you girls like planning for round two? Are you getting a new jacket or are you gonna keep this going?
Is three enough?
I think three's enough for now. I don't know what we're gonna do. Probably same like pre-games. I think like unfortunately the next two are 8:30 games. Ugh. So I know. Probably pre-game, maybe a party bus, a limo again. It's so fun.
What is your favorite part? I remember I was only there for one round, sadly, when Ty got traded, but that square was so much fun before. So just like people watching everything, just go back to kind of what it's like to just walk around there, being from, you know, California, and how different and how dedicated everyone is. Just like paint a picture, I guess, for us of what it's like.
Just absolutely every single person's in white. They're pre-gaming what, like, three, four hours before the game even starts. Dedication, especially if they're standing, like watching the whole game outside. It's cool to like have our jackets on and like walk as a group and like just like seeing everyone. It's just crazy the amount of people that are there and like wearing white too. Like it's not like it's just the people going in the arena, like everyone's in white.
So something I loved about being in Winnipeg was just how nice the fans are. They're funny, but they're also just really nice. So you guys are all sitting there in your jackets. You're very easy to spot with your jackets. What were people saying to you guys after? Like, did you have any cool interactions after?
Oh, the guys in front of me, I was like cussing. Like I care about hockey, but like during the regular season, like I am chatting. I'm not paying attention, but playoffs, like I'm focused. And I was definitely like cussing, and the guys in front of me were like, I was like, oh, sorry. Like at the end of the game, they were like, oh no, we loved it. Like you were the best. Like just cheering. I was like, thanks. It's like, I'm embarrassing, but thanks.
Well, what other girls, give us a rundown of other girls that get really into it there. Cause I kind of recall some of the girls getting.
Morrissey's wife is hilarious. She's so into it. Like she was sitting down. Like she like literally couldn't even watch. So she had to sit down the two overtimes. Like she was like, I'm not standing up. I'm not moving. Just everyone gets so into it. I think it's funny.
Allie, right? Too. Connor's like, she gets
super into it.
Yeah.
And like Pionk's wife too. Super into it.
I love
it's
it.
Crazy.
It's a very passionate group. Can you, yeah, just give us a, like, what would you say like vibe wise the group there is? Like you guys are so close and just so fun. So how would you describe you guys?
Like, everyone gets along. Just everyone's a vibe. I think everyone is super nice. It's been super fun for the playoffs. I feel like it makes you so close, like having the pre-games. We've been taking the buses and like we've been doing something every game, and like obviously regular season you just kind of just hang out, but like playoffs really like connects everyone together. It's cool.
Okay, if you could describe last night in one word, what would the word be?
Like fucking wild. That's two, but I'll just hyphenate it.
Love it.
I don't know if I can cuss on this.
You can. They might beep you, but you can. Well, I hope you guys keep your superstitions going into round two, because that was very fun to hear about. And we're really happy for you guys. That was so fucking cool to watch. Yeah.
It really was the most exciting, maybe the most exciting game of the series to watch. So excited to see what you guys do in the future in the next round. It's going to be wild. And I hope you get down to Dallas because, you know, it's a whole different vibe down there too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. And hopefully we get to talk to you again soon.
Thank you for having me.
Well, vibes are high in Winnipeg. It's so fun to hear about it. I actually brought this down out of the closet to show my favorite jacket from last year.
That was a good one.
Cool. They're so cool. So I mean, I can't believe they did three this time, but that's, yeah.
Yeah. Gosh, they've really got a lot to do if they're doing another one, but it's exciting to watch, exciting to see. This round two is going to be totally nuts. Like, I'm not even involved in my adrenal system. Is just, I can't. But that's hockey for you. It's the best sport in the world.
Very excited for them. Very, very excited for them. So we will keep watching. Okay, so since we shifted from the fan questions, we just still wanted to ask a couple of them to each other because there were so many good ones. And we will do an episode on them because it's just like we loved some of the topics that were sent to us. So let's finish.
Yeah, maybe one day I'll ask the hot question that everybody wants to know about you and Tyler.
Well, there's always that question. all right, let's ask each other a couple of these to close out because they are so fun. So at Nick Cataldi 20 said, "What's one thing about being with a hockey player that caught you off guard at first?"
I would say the comments. This maybe sounds stupid, but like, I'm from Texas, so I just wasn't around hockey a lot. But the first question was always, like, when I was dating Jeff, was, "Does he have all of his teeth?" And I was like, "What do you mean?" Like, yeah. And then I got around hockey more, and guys started putting their flippers on the table when we went out to dinner, and I was like, "Oh my God, they're missing all their teeth."
And now it just looks normal to you. Isn't that crazy?
Now I'm like, oh, wow, he's got his teeth in. It looks nice.
Yeah, it looks weird.
Or weird, vice versa.
Yeah, there's some guys that just look more normal, maybe, them now. It's strange. That's funny. That's a good answer. For me, I think things have very much shifted from when Ty and I first started dating to now. We talked about that with Mel a little bit last episode. But I came from the baseball world where we're very like active on social media and very open and all this stuff. And coming onto the Kings, or he was playing for the Kings, I was kind of weird at first because I was like maybe over showing, you know, me and Ty or whatever. So I feel like that was kind of like the old school thing. And now it's shifted to everyone's like way more relaxed and a little more open. But it was very private at first. And I was like, oh, I'm
weirdo. Not used to this.
All right, next one.
Okay, Emma's Adventures asks, if you two could play in the NHL for a day. That's hilarious because sometimes I tell Jeff that, like, if I could have been a hockey player, what team would you play for that your hubbies have not played on?
So the end of this question got me, that your hubbies haven't played on.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck, Kat. No,
because the answer would have been Montreal just because, you know, Bell Center and just everything like that. But I think maybe just like looking at the vibes of just like just everything right now to answer that, I'd probably say Florida. Okay. Because he's never been there and I don't really know what it's like. So
yeah, I like that for you.
Yeah. Just coming from Miami, too, kind of made sense to say. So, totally. All right, what about you?
I just wavered back and forth on the other original six teams we haven't been on, like New York, Boston, Chicago. I am like a traditional girl through and through. I don't like, for different reasons, like I love Boston as a city. Mm. I just think it's so cool. New York Rangers, like, doesn't really get more iconic than that. And then I just recently went to a game at the United Center in Chicago, and it's just filled with so much nostalgia. And that jersey is really cool. So I pick three.
Your answer was better than mine, and I actually rescind my answer now.
Well, take one of mine. You can take.
I know. Probably the Rangers, honestly.
So when we make the NHL, we can.
Yeah, for the day.
Probably the day that happens.
Yep.
When we reincarnate into hockey players.
We got a lot of, this is our last one and we'll wrap it up, but we got a lot of people asking who our dream guest would be.
I have a lot. I mean, like, I want to go into the Gretzky world. Like, Janet Gretzky, I think, would be so fun just to hear her perspective of life. And then in the football world, I think Kylie Kelsey would be so fun.
Yeah, that's true. I have to think about that. I kind of caught myself off guard thinking about it when I just wrote it down. And I think that's for the next one when we do the actual fan questions episode. I'll have my answer by then.
Next time we do a fan question, we're going to get Ty and Jeff on. Somehow we're going to just pin Jeff down to a seat. And he's going to come on the pod. We're going
to
make
it. I can't wait to tease on our Instagram questions for Jeff. And I want some weird ones. And I can't wait to ask him and just get him
going. We will play a game with you guys. Like hockey, like not newlyweds because we're old AF. But, you know, something like that. Maybe we'll bring in like some young like slang. Like Will Matt can chime in and give us some young things to talk about. And see if my husband knows what they're talking about.
That would be funny.
All right. Well, anyways, thanks for listening to our wild episode about all things Winnipeg. Thanks for listening. And make sure to like, subscribe, do all the things you do with your podcast. We appreciate all the feedback and love that we've gotten so far. Thanks for sticking with us for 16 episodes.
Oh, my God. Thank you. See you next time.